Blog Talk Radio.
Well, sorry, folks. I'm afraid the music didn't start.
Oh, that's okay. Shall we just start on without it and sing in our hearts?
Sure.
Okay,
we were
good.
Going to be
welcome
hearing
in.
Coming Out of the Dark, but it unfortunately didn't play. So, all right.
Maybe we'll have that be a finale.
Uh-huh, I think we can.
Good, that's a good one. Well, welcome everybody to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio program channel panel. Today is January 27th. How in the world did that happen? 2016. And I hope everybody is tucked in safe and recovering from our East Coast blizzard here in the States and wherever you are. Tonight we have a very special program. We're going to be continuing with our topic from last week. We'll have our brother, dear brother Sananda with us, as well as Catherine, Mrs. Meg, and whoever else would like to drop in. I know Mother sometimes likes to sneak in a beautiful hug at the ending, so we'll see what happens. I'd like to let everybody know if you're new or you aren't receiving our New Earth Times newsletter directly in your email. This is a really important way to stay connected to the latest channelings about our ascension, what's happening around the world. You can visit us at our website at whoneedslight.org. And on the top, you'll see a sign-up button. Just give us your email. This last newsletter that came out yesterday was really fun. We had some channelings with Ashtar about our landings and ascension and some happenings across the globe. We had a wonderful message with Michael, as well as a message from John Smallman, which I found very relevant to what we're talking about last week and this week. So if you haven't read it already, check out that last message from John Smallman at the end of the newsletter. It was very good and very helpful.
Mm-hmm. And
so
also
that,
one from Sheldon.
And Sheldon, oh, of course. Those are always wonderful. It's getting more exciting every time he brings a message. So with that, we'll say
and
hello, everyone. And
yeah, I want to explain what's happening tonight to people, too.
Mm-hmm.
I want to explain what's happening to everyone and also what's happening tonight.
Okay, good.
Well, as part of the frequency report, I will announce that Christine is flattened, and she won't be able to do the interview that we had planned for tonight. And I'm assuming that the Company of Heaven must have had a reason for having her to continue with the frequency program instead of channeling. Usually they come in and shore us up and give us enough energy so we can get through the, you know, whatever we need to do. And especially when we have a show, they come and give us some extra energy so Christine can scrape herself off the bed if it's a bad day. But today was something really unique. We have noticed that two things seem to increase the frequencies that we feel. And that is when we know that we're doing a program that they don't want us to do, the cabal, and when we really feel like there's this intense energy about the RV about to happen. And the closer we get to the RV, the higher pitched and the more painful the frequencies become. So they're protecting us. This is not a complaint. We don't need to stop it. That's, you know, we're not complaining that we need to stop the frequencies or that we need protection. We are protected. It was explained to us long ago that this is our mission. It's what we volunteered for, and it's part of our mission to experience and record and document everything that's happening with regard to these frequency attacks. So this is what we're doing, and Christina's the lead person on this, so she gets the biggest hit because they want us to know, and I'll explain a little bit about this in a minute, they want us to know exactly what's really happening. Now, most of the planet is being protected. So whatever symptoms you may be feeling, believe me, they would be a whole lot worse. And that goes for us, too. They would be a whole lot worse if we were not being protected by the Ashtar Command. So they are not simply having their way with us, any of us. But light workers do feel them more intensely. The higher your vibration, the more you feel it. Plus, this is our mission. This is what we agreed to. So we're feeling it more than others so that we can document it and testify. And I haven't talked about this much before, but the real purpose of this is once we have the RV, the GCR, the NASARA programs come in, the prosperity programs across the globe, new governance, debt forgiveness, and so on, new social programs, we will all have a completely different way of life. And as we raise our vibration on the way to ascension, we aren't ever going back. And we aren't ever coming back to a dark planet that is where darkness just has free reign. And we've talked to the Company of Heaven about this quite a lot. The way the system rolled out, because of our veil, because of our agreements, because of free will, what really happened in recent years was that the only ones who seemed to have free will on the planet were the dark ones, because they could do whatever they wanted. But we have scruples, so we wouldn't do what they do. And the more energy they snowballed into their program, the more difficult it became. So this is why it's taken us time to turn it around. This is why we needed all the help we could get from the Company of Heaven and from Mother and Father. And the reason that we're doing, one of the main reasons that we're doing this documentation and witnessing of the frequency attacks is because Christine and I will be there anytime someone in the next 100 trillion years comes to a council and says, we think we'd like to try that experiment where you allow darkness in a duality system. And we will say, never again. Never, never again would we allow this to happen on any planet, and certainly not on planet Earth. So there's a lot going on right now, and a lot going on across the globe. I think Sananda's going to come and talk to us about the far-reaching implications of what's happening and maybe how it's changed, how they've changed the plan as we went along, why we haven't had the last moment where everybody goes to the bank, of the RV, where things are now, and probably a little bit more about these programs. Excuse me. So Christine was going to talk to us tonight about her work on the grid, and I was really looking forward to this. We were very excited about it, because the things that Archangel Michael and Christine do in relation to the grid are so interesting and so different from the way we see experience and the way we see the world. So I started talking with Christine about this, about what we would like for her to talk about, and she launched into a beautiful description of what it's all about and how they work on the grid and how it connects to us and how it affects our lives and so on. And I said, well, Meg and I are going to have to interview you because you're going to have to bring this down to a language that we can really understand and can relate to. So Michael said he would come and help. So we were going to interview Archangel Michael and Christine about the grid, what it means, how it works, what they do, and so forth. But we've decided to postpone that part of the program to next week. It was going to be practically the whole program. So we're going to postpone that to our next show, either an extra show over the weekend or next Wednesday. I will announce it. I'll send it out on our email, to our email list. And I'll post it on Blog Talk as soon as we talk to the Company of Heaven and see how they want to do it. And at that time, when we do the grid show, we're going to open the chat room. So people are listening. If you're not signed up on Blog Talk, like as a, what do they call it? You have to register, I think, to use the chat room. So go on Blog Talk Radio on our channel and register so that you can go to the chat room, which we used to do a lot when we had question and answer periods. So it's really fun to have the chat room open because everybody can say hello to each other and they can say if they want to ask a question. And we can take questions off the chat room. And I'll have someone help us with that so we can be watching what people are saying on the chat room and pick up their questions and answer them. So I think it's good we have some lead time. So our very next show, either over the weekend, Saturday or Sunday, or we'll probably Sunday, or we will do it next Wednesday night. So I'll let you know, everybody, within a day or two. Okay. So instead, we're going to continue from last week, as Meg was saying, and I'm going to interview Meg a little bit, too, because she has some very interesting stories to tell about where people have taken the work that we did on the show last week about visual centering and about anxiety. And I've also gotten a lot of messages from people, a lot of emails, saying they've tried to do visual centering before and didn't quite get it, and they went back to do it again, and they're getting it. So I'm just delighted and amazed that people can learn to do it on the from a video. I never expected that that would be possible. But lots of people are saying they're really getting the feel of it, and we'll be teaching more workshops eventually, and people can tune up their skills there, because that's one of the things we teach at the workshop. So that's kind of an introduction to both tonight and next our next show. Sananda's going to come. Just before the show started, I heard, I think, Father would like to come. So we'll see what they want to do. But meanwhile, I want to hear from Meg, because now Meg is our acupuncturist and Chinese medicine person, and she has a practice in Georgia near Atlanta. And she told me just before the show that some really interesting things happened this week that were a direct continuation from last week's show. So tell us, Meg, what happened and what you learned?
Well, I will say one thing, too, is another resource besides our website is I want to highlight the YouTube channel, and it's listed under Dr. Catherine E. May. Right, because I talked about this week with some of my patients. If you go to Dr. Catherine E. May channel on YouTube, you will find several videos explaining where Catherine will explain the basics of visual centering, and then also I think at least 7 volunteers that agreed to have themselves videotaped at one of Catherine's visual centering workshops, and you get to see as Catherine gives prompts, them with their eyes misaligned or forward or backward, but not centered, and then how Catherine walks them through being centered, and you see their eyes and what happens to them. They're not 2 feet, 3 feet from the camera. But it was very helpful because now we have Catherine in our ears. And we can, when we are on our own, along with the video, we can use those words to give us prompts. And there'll be some that really resonate with some, like the camera on the dolly and back and forth. And there's some different ones, and you might find a particular way that Catherine addresses a volunteer that, oh, wait, that really sounds good. I think I can try it that way, and you use the mirror, and some people are even doing it with each other. And I will highlight that Sanat Kumara said he will be there at every viewing of the YouTube channel with you as a guide. So as soon as you log on to one of the visual centering videos, Sanat will automatically show up. You don't even have to ask. And he will be your guide and help you. And I think that's when you said people are really getting it. I'm like,
Oh, yes. So they're learning it the same way I did. Only it took me 20 years.
I know. I tell you, you had to slip through it, and we're getting it quick, and I know you're so happy for it. So, but that's going to be, you're not alone doing it. You've got a lot of help, and of course your team, your Arcturian team, your twin flame, your higher self will all be there with you. So you are in a crowded room doing this together. So check that out, find it on YouTube, and it'll really be a help. So what happened this week is, I've been working with Catherine for several years with visual centering and have been to several of her workshops and have, of course, would not be where I am without that. So I many times will direct people to Who Needs Light, her book on the website, which Mother God calls the Manual for Ascension, where she talks about visual centering and also coming out of the dark and unplugging from the matrix and all the various aspects of it. And then I will direct people to the YouTube channel. But this week, I literally had my jaw drop open with what was coming out of the mouths of my patients that I've never heard at this level before. And luckily, in an acupuncture practice, I have a lot of time with people. I mean, I have sometimes up to an hour and a half with people. So in addition to acupuncture, with the work I have done with Catherine, I can navigate the conversation if I see it's appropriate and the person's open and talk about these things. But this time, I had patients actually coming to me. One particular said, who's been with me for over, all three of them have actually been with me for over 2 years. But all of them at the same week, within a 2-day period, yesterday and today, one said, you know, Meg, I've been with you for this long, and I just cannot get these gastrointestinal systems cleared. I'm burping, I have gas and bloating, my food doesn't feel like it's digesting, and I've taken everything you've given me, which are organic supplements. She's changed your diet, she's done cleanses, she's really worked hard. And I said, okay, let's take a deep breath, and I want you to tell me what it is. She went, that's what you're here for. You're supposed to tell me and fix me. Okay, I hear you. Take a deep breath. And this is all with the show right here in the back of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Take a deep breath, and you know what's wrong, and I want you to tell me. She took a deep breath, she closed her eyes, and she opened it. She goes, "It's my anxiety." And I was floored. I mean, I knew that's what it was, but mm-hmm. to have her say it within a breath so clearly and so surely, her inner knowing, it was everything. I was jumping up and down in my heart. And I knew that something had shifted that allowed inner knowing to really be trusted and for them to hear it. And I knew it had something to do with the call and the grid, now that we know that this was the topic for tonight as well.
Mm-hmm. I can interject here for a second.
Please do.
I think my sense of it is that what happened, now that the energies are so high, the fact that we talked about it and really talked about it thoroughly in a way that would help people to completely extract themselves from a position of being anxious and living that lifestyle of anxiety, we created a point of light that is then on the grid and goes out. And the fact that, and that point of light would be the experience of healing from anxiety, let's say, with all of us listening. So it would be a huge point of light because there were so many people on the call and so many who listened to it during the week. And then your deep connection with these people must have ignited that connection to them, even though they weren't listening on the call. They still benefited because you're connected with them and they received what you were sending out and what you were experiencing and what we were all sending out. So I think that's a really good example, and next time we'll ask about that to explain how that works on the grid.
I would love mm-hmm. to hear what they say about that. Yes, and so then I was able to reference my experience with visual centering, what we talked about last week, and mm-hmm. give them, because what they all said is, this is what I know, but I don't know what to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sometimes we'll prevent somebody from even allowing this to bubble up, because it means then, well, then what do I do? So now mm-hmm. we had some real concrete things from last show, along with the YouTube videos that we can direct for people. So they left really feeling shift. And then I had two more examples very similar from very different types of people. One, a mother of seven, you can only imagine the way that that's navigated. And then one 75-year-old woman who's been with me also for years, all on their own, with a deep breath, which was key. I all had them stop mm-hmm. and take a deep breath. And they all also felt the connection with their breathing. Because when we talked about being able to unplug completely and find this peace of mind that they knew deep down was their self, their true self, that they all also connected with the breath. And that's very unusual. That's not something that I personally talk about a lot, although it is key. But
of
them felt very
connected. Maybe it'd be a good thing to start with that.
And so it wasn't new for them. And mm-hmm. so, and I even had, I told Catherine earlier, I even had one of them has a husband who works across the street from me, and he came in and he said, "My wife is a different person since
wow.
your talk." And of course, she's not. She just, but she was more herself because mm-hmm. she now had something to look at, to work with. She could name it. And she could see and start to sense when she was on the hamster wheel and when she's not, and her mm-hmm. choice. And again, Catherine, I want you to talk about this because the part about choosing was key for all of them, and it was key for me too. And mm-hmm. Christine has talked about this a lot, about every second is a choice. Mm-hmm. And part of the program of darkness has been, how many times have we heard this? I had no choice. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a choice. You have no choice. The lesser of two evils. All the parts of our language that's involved around not having mm-hmm. choice. And now this is different. People are feeling this rising inner enlightenment and power to choose. And now they're connecting it with their body. There's a knowing there, a bodily sensation mm-hmm. as well as thoughts. It just was like a lightning rod. I was so in awe of them doing this on their own, and all they needed was nudging. So this light that's available to us and how fast this is going to flow across the planet. And it feels like, all of them said this individually, that this felt like the root of the tree.
Uh-huh.
Like
it is.
The essential offness that everything is built on when they mm-hmm. can move us off center. So I'll leave it there and let you talk about that, because I think you just have more to add that would be really rich.
Yeah, I want to add a little bit so that for people who didn't hear last week's program, they can go back and listen and fill in. But there's a really important way of looking at this, at anxiety. And last week we covered some of the things that are in the book, Who Needs Light, and we actually did the breathing and the focusing exercises last week on the show. So I recommend that if you haven't already heard it, those people who are listening, go back and listen to last week's show too. It'll fit with what we're talking about tonight. So the real key to leaving behind the anxiety is to leave behind the way of life that you started to describe just now, the hamster wheel and the life filled with stress and competition and the idea that productivity and finishing your list and getting things done is, and being busy even, is like the most wonderful thing you can do, as opposed to peace of mind. So there are a couple of things to remember about anxiety. One is, anxiety is fear. It's not a disease. It's not a separate entity in and of itself. It's simply fear dragged out over time. It wears on all the systems of your body, and it's basically an adrenaline response. And if you look up an adrenaline response or an autonomic nervous system response on the internet, you can find a description of all the things that are affected when your body goes into a fight or flight response.
Mm-hmm.
So, first, it is fear. Secondly, anxiety is not something you have or something that the external world causes. It's something you do. It's a response, an emotional response to what's going on in the world. And that's a place where you have a choice. You can choose to be anxious. There are people who brag about how much they worry. That was sort of one of those traditional things, too, where it makes you feel like you're doing something. So anxiety is something you can choose not to feel. Now, of course, if you're crossing the street and an 18-wheeler is suddenly bearing down on you, you're not going to try to not feel anxious. You're not going to try not to have fear. You're going to jump out of the way. And it's designed for that. It's designed to be a very short-term emergency response to physical danger. not to, I'm going to lose my job next month if I don't get a good review. That's not what the fight or flight response was designed for. And when you create anxiety and keep it going in your body, it can take, well, first of all, when you have an event that's a true fright, it takes 72 hours for your body to clear all the hormones that have been produced just from that. So think of it. If you stay anxious for a couple of hours, it's going to take you 72 hours to clear the reaction from your body. So is it a wonder our bodies break down?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a start. There's more to talk about, but as you said, it's a choice. And that's the part when you take yourself in hand, take yourself under your own wing and work on this. You do it with the view that you can be rid of this. It's not a disease. It's not something that's a part of you. And you said something where they came in and said, it's my anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I want to warn everybody about that. My anxiety or my depression. It doesn't belong to you or with you. It is not a part of you. It isn't innate in your system. Just because you had a mother who was anxious and she taught you how to keep that high vibration all the time as your trademark does not mean it's part of you. It's learned. And you can unlearn it. And that's what the breathing and the visual centering is for. And when you concentrate and you really take this on as your goal to eliminate the anxiety and replace it with the peace of mind that is your birthright, it's a wonderful goal. And you can feel so pleased and proud of yourself when you begin to get a toehold in this understanding of it. And everyone's, you know, as your patient said, they feel healthier. The symptoms begin to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And everything gets lighter. So that's our little introductory discussion about anxiety. And I also, when I asked you if you wanted to fill in tonight with this, you said maybe Owen would like to have something to say about it. What do you think? Would you like to? Is Owen with you? Would he like to come through?
Don't feel him just yet. Let's see if he'll come in after Sananda.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Sure. They sometimes have their own approach to what they want to do, too.
Yeah.
All right. So Sananda said he would come tonight and do a channeling for us. So let's call on Sananda and see how he wants to weave this together for us.
Okay. We'll give you a second to do your deep breath, and then welcome our dear brother, Sananda. Welcome, dear friend.
Hello, Meg. Oh, yes, this is a very interesting discussion you're having. Something that's close to our hearts, because we see how, well, of course, we see how stressful and anxiety-ridden most of your lives are. And it really touches us to see how painful that is and how difficult it makes lives to be always on edge, always on the verge of panic or a pounding heart and sweaty palms and all the symptoms that go along with it. It's a terrible thing to live that way. But it has become so common for everyone on earth that it's been just taken in stride, like that's just how life is. Everyone feels that way. Well, no more. We're going to help you. And we promised last week, and we want to reiterate that promise. Anyone who wants to practice the visual centering, anyone who wants to do breathing exercises to eliminate that trigger that you become so used to pulling when you're ready to think about something seriously, crank up the anxiety. Well, no. Crank up your creativity instead. It's going to be a whole new way of life for a lot of people. And we are here to help you. And we want you to know we're here to help you with these nitty-gritty details of life. We've been there too. We know what it's like. So we know that the practices that Catherine and Sanat were talking about last week, we know they work. We know they're helpful. We know they can make all the difference, especially now when you're all raising your vibration so fast. This will give you a leg up like you cannot imagine. So I want to encourage everyone to use the tools you've been given. Read the book, practice with the videos, and you'll be amazed at how quickly it can go. And as Meg said, just call on us. Call on Sanat Kumara. He's a brilliant teacher. And even if you don't think you're channeling, you think that you can't channel the way we're doing it right now, well, it's not true. And you don't have to go see somebody who's a channel to send the message to us that you want help. No, indeed, we hear you. All you have to do is call our names. Sanat Kumara, Archangel Michael, Serapis Bay, Sananda, please come. And also, don't forget your higher self and your twin flame. Come help me learn this, please. I want to overcome these old thinking patterns, these old emotional responses that were based in fear. I'm ready. I'm ready to change this in myself. I'm ready to change it in my life. We are delighted to come and help you. I promise you, it is our pleasure. And you know, I think it was Michael who joked a few months back about how absolutely ecstatic we are that so many people now are trying to really connect with us. Because for eons, thousands of years, we were talking to you, but nobody answered. And now, you're calling to us, you're talking with us. It is an absolute delight for us. Because now we can have a communication. Now, don't worry about it if you don't hear words or you don't hear us speaking in sentences. That's not how it really works. You'll feel our response. You'll feel it in your bones, or you'll feel it in your spine, or you'll feel like a breeze across your face, or a sensation that's new. And you know, Father God started to channel with Catherine by pinching her toe. So we're very clever about those things. We can find a signal that will help you to know that we're there. Just ask. Now, we, of course, have all looked forward to this radio show, and we're were very sympathetic about the fact that Christine wasn't able to channel tonight. But she understands that there's a very important assignment for her that she is completing in these last days and hours, and that is this documenting, experiencing the worst of what the cabal has to offer. Now, we talked to you, Ashtar, talked to you last, a couple days ago. Was it yesterday? The newsletter went out, yes. He put in a piece there about the X-Files. So I'm going to talk to you about that just a little bit. You will probably be shocked and horrified at the kinds of things that the new X-Files programs have brought up. The unbelievably horrific kinds of laboratory experiments, financial slavery, and so on. And especially the kinds of the depth of dishonesty and also heartlessness that has gone on this planet. We are introducing you to these things little by little because it would be impossible for you to simply absorb all the things that have gone wrong on this planet and not be so upset by it that you would just want to shut down and not even listen anymore because it's too horrid. Well, this is why we always work with you to help you uplift yourselves, to see from higher dimensions as we do. We don't disregard these horrific things that have happened. It breaks our hearts to see everyone on planet Earth suffering. It's why we've been working at this project for thousands of years. It goes back, really, millions of years. But it's also why we work so hard to help you stay focused, to maintain your balance, not to fall into fear. So as you see these things unfolding, it's so important because, as we've explained to you, fear feeds the matrix. So anytime you go into, you're thinking about something and you go into fear, you are single-handedly reinstalling the matrix. And your life will be disrupted and unpleasant because of it. That's just the way creativity works. If, on the other hand, you can look calmly in a very practical way when you see these horrid things, I'm not saying you shouldn't feel it. Of course you will. But do not allow it to take you to a place where you think, oh, they're so bad, we'll never get through this, we'll never recover. No, this is precisely why we're showing these things to you and why we're showing them to you now, because we trust in your maturity. We trust that you have reached a point in your own development where you can look into the dark and see what's going on there and make your choices about how you're going to help change it. How do you know what you need to change if you can't see it? So knowing that these things have happened is an important part of the recovery. And as Catherine was saying earlier, documenting the Frequency Project is a very crucial part of this whole recovery of planet Earth. Now, one of the things that came up in the X-Files is about frequencies. It was done in a rather unusual way, but you'll see all the issues are presented there. Now, some people say, well, how on earth did they get this on TV, and much less the Fox television network? As Ashtar said, this is very amusing to us. But the Cabal has some simple rules about the way they operate. And one of them is they like to announce the horrid things they're about to do to people, and then they do it. And then they come back and they tell you and they gloat about it. So one way or another, they often report and identify the very things that they're doing that are difficult, painful, and destructive. So we know this. We work with our brightest and best movie makers. And we know the simple formula that as long as we put in enough of what the Cabal is doing in a rather horrifying way, they feel very satisfied and pleased that they have been able to get their message out. Their message that they believe is we are increasing our power in the world. We are increasing our hold on humanity, and here's the evidence. You're watching this television program, and we're showing you the abominations we've created in the laboratory, and the kidnappings, and the murders that we take such pleasure in counting as part of our triumph. So they gloat. But we, on the other hand, are telling you, these are the people that we are now arresting. These are the people who are going to be brought to justice, and here's why. So when you hear that these so-called upstanding citizens are on trial for some abomination, you're not going to say, oh, this is outrageous, it's something the government has trumped up. You're going to say, oh, yes, I know what that's about. And it may sound unbelievable, but don't just withhold judgment and don't assume that anything is impossible. So that you who are listening and have been listening to these kinds of calls, the channeling and the channelings and so many people are bringing new information through. We're delighted by that. And of course, we've asked Catherine and Christine to include some of those channelings here, so they don't have to be doing all the channeling. We have others who are very skilled and able to bring through some very interesting channelings, and they fit. We actually plan it so that they fit hand in glove with the programs that we're doing here. So this was one of the reasons we wanted them to start the newsletter and why it has grown over time so that there's a wealth of information in every one. It's a very good medium for us. We hope to be the New York Times of galactic newsletters. So I've given you a little overview about what we're doing, how we're including the media, and there will be much more of this. There are a number of series, special series on television now, and we're working with many of the producers and the actors to produce really high quality stories. And some like the X-Files, will just lay the story out there. Others will have hints and suggestions. All along the way, you're going to begin to see much more about what has actually happened in your world and what has actually happened in your galaxy. Catherine was laughing with Christine the other day. I'm going to tell this story now, and she'll have to find another one to tell next week. But when Christine was a child, I was there, overlighting her, reassuring her, because she came to this life with very little veil. And of course, it made life very difficult for her. I know you can't begin to imagine what it would be like, but here was one example. She was 2 years old and had a babysitter who was watching her when her mother had to go to work. Her mother would come and pick her up, and it was always on the day that Star Trek was on television. And Christine, at two, was absolutely fascinated with Star Trek. And when her mother would come through the door, just as the Star Trek program was starting, Christine would have a meltdown. And Catherine asked her, "Well, did you know how to say Star Trek?" Well, she said, I thought crying would be enough. I didn't know they couldn't figure out what I was. It seemed obvious to me. And it was obvious to her that watching Star Trek made her feel at home, because she could see her galactic brothers and sisters and the ships that she was used to seeing and visiting. So you see, there is much for you to learn. And that's just a small window onto the lives that all of you have lived here with us in higher dimensions. It's not a separate, distant place, the way heaven has been described. You're either here or you're there, and there's no connection in between except this long tunnel with a light in it. Well, of course, that's not true. You are multidimensional beings. You live in many places at once. Now, we haven't talked about that a lot. So I know that many of you hear those words and go, "Well, I take it for granted that must be true, or I wouldn't be hearing it so much." But some of you are beginning to get glimmers, a deja vu, or a flash, or a dream. Pay attention to your dreams, dear ones. You are going to be seeing more and more flashes from a past life, or flashes from a life in another dimension, or another galaxy. And it's going to come closer and closer. At the same time, it's becoming easier for all of you on the surface to do your light work, to reach out to others and to begin to make connections with others who may have been doing the same kind of mission that you're doing all along. You may not have had a name for it. You may not have known what a large part you're playing in this rollout, as we call it, this great shift that is now underway on planet Earth. You're not waiting for the RV to happen. It is already happening. Let me give you a little bit of an overview of just some of the things that we are watching and overseeing. There are now 210 countries that have signed on to this financial restructuring and to the new governance that is going to be instituted in every country in the world. Now, imagine, it's hard enough to organize what's happening in one country, to get people used to the idea that they're going to revalue their currency, to work with all the leaders of the world. And we're not just talking now about the free world, as you've called it. These are countries across the entire planet. And many of you have heard that China is on the move. And, of course, the media has made it sound as if that's dangerous and we better increase the military. Well, that's not what's happening at all. Actually, the ancient families in China have come forward. We're working with them constantly. And there are other ancient families across Europe, the Philippines, the Far East, who are deeply involved in this entire shift. And you're going to be hearing more and more from Pope Francis as well. You remember that when Pope Francis was inaugurated, the first thing he said in his very first speech, his acceptance speech, was, "The Catholic Church is going to be a poor church for poor people." Now, he is already ready to disseminate all of the funds that have been held by the Catholic Church to give it all back to the people. Now, that's going to ripple far and wide because the Catholic Church has controlled not only the Vatican, of course, but England, the United States, Canada, and many other places where their reach has been very powerful. And so the new governance will come along with the new prosperity. Now, we have planned long for this in the higher dimensions. We've had Plan A, Plan B, Plan C, Plan C1, C2, Plan X. And as the world evolves, we keep changing our plans. And I know that's hard for all of you who thought we were going to first have the RV and then we were going to have some time to settle into that, and then we were going to work on Nisara. Well, as conditions on the ground showed that the cabal was intransigent, was holding out on many fronts, well then, we went to work on every front. And it has been successful. But this time, as it rolls out, it's going to be much more at once than we had originally planned. And this ultimately is the best plan because the new governance, new laws, new judges, new courts, new governance entirely, going along with new financial laws, new financial systems that are transparent and safe, where your money can't just simply disappear from your account, never to be seen again, which happened more often than you might guess. Well, all of these things are happening at once, along with the introduction of new energy systems, new medical techniques that will make everything you've known about the field of medicine obsolete. Now, this does not mean that doctors will be put out of business, but they will have to change their techniques. They will begin working with the body, just as our beloved Meg has been talking to you about tonight. Her work with her patients is not telling them what's wrong with them and fixing it for them. It's helping them to find what they need to do to be well, healthy, and happy. That will be the place of the doctors. You may still call them doctors. You may call them shaman. You may call them healers. They will be true healers. And the techniques and the technologies that will be available to you will come soon and will be very effective. Many are already in place, but the people who practice these technologies have been hounded and shut down and forced to call it something other than what it is. Those people who have been so dedicated in every field, medicine, nutrition, farming, all kinds of agriculture, government, of course, finance, all of them have been suppressed. And, of course, you all know about the difficulty that has occurred with anyone who tried to come up with free energy technology. We won't go into the gruesome events that have occurred because of that. But believe me, there were many. And there have been many who have lost their lives trying to bring through these technologies that will benefit all of humankind. Every, even one of them would change your life dramatically. All of them together will make life an entirely different experience. Now, you may think, we've talked about this endlessly, and why don't we get on with it? Well, we are getting on with it, I assure you, dear ones. And there's been a reason why we've talked about this as long as we have. First, because we were aligning things so that when the announcements do happen, everything will be ready to go. There has been a slight hold up, not anything serious, but a slight glitch in the programs. Now, you appreciate we're still using the computer systems on the ground. So to arrange for 210 frequencies to be put into the system in such a way that at the same moment around the globe, all will be ready to be traded, one with the other. So every currency must be directly input into the system so that it can be traded against any other currency in the world. Well, you can guess the logarithms that have to be in place for that to work. This has been a very large part of what had to be done in order to make the financial changes possible and safe. I don't even want to call it a delay because it wasn't really a delay. Everything was ready. But we had another currency that needed to be fit into the system, and it was a little difficult making all the adjustments. So that is now done. Things are lined up. Dear friends, you are going to be so delighted. And I started to mention, you know, we've been talking about this for a long time for a reason. If this had just suddenly happened, so many people like winning the lottery, would go out and reinvest in the Matrix without even realizing that that's what they were doing. So this whole process of educating you, of helping you to raise your vibration so that you won't be sucked back into the old ways, it has been a learning process. And it takes time to change everything. Everything about the way you think, the way you feel, the way you live, the way you see the world. It has taken time. And as we have presented these lessons to you, we see the light quotient on Earth. We see what's working, what isn't. We see what we need to do more of and where. And every step of the way we recalibrate, we meet in our councils, we talk about the best way to approach the next step. So all of us have been 100% dedicated, 100% of the time. And our light workers on the ground have been doing the same. Flat out, full out effort to bring all of this into fruition all at once. It is a monumental task. And together, dear brothers and sisters, together, we have done it. And so, it's with a joyful heart that I send my love and greetings to you tonight with such excitement and anticipation about the surprises you have coming. And I promise you, dear ones, it will be any moment. And when you look back on it, you'll remember that it seemed to take forever. But then once it happens, you'll never look back. And we will celebrate together far longer than this period of waiting. And so you will see, you'll know exactly what was happening behind the scenes as you thought you were waiting for something to happen. So much was happening, and such exciting challenges, and such fabulous results. It's going to be thrilling when you learn what has really happened over the past years. Now, I think Father God wants to come and talk to you tonight for a moment, too. So I will sign off, and I'll pass the talking stick back to our dear Meg. And look forward to talking to all of you on your next show. We'll plan this with Catherine and Christine and Meg. I know you like to have the calls on weekends. We've noticed that there are often many more people available on weekends. So if it's possible, we'll have an extra show next week. Otherwise, we'll meet again on Wednesday night. But remember, call me anytime, and I will be there. I love you without end. Namaste, dear brothers and sisters. Namaste. I am your Sananda.
Thank you, dear Sananda. Thank you. Wow. Oh, we just loved hearing. That was possibly the widest and deepest in breadth message you've given us in a long time. I think you just touched every hair on the head of this whole big beautiful transition.
I felt him weaving a story.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was, you know, I told him before, you know, you're just going to have to take this because I don't know what you want to talk about or what's you're just going to have to be in charge
of
this.
Oh, my goodness. From television to the ancient families to, you know, I really appreciated the point. Every time that we in our own lives have a breakthrough, have an aha moment,
mm-hmm.
how much better are we going to be able to anchor with real groundedness? All these things
right.
that he says will happen at once. I mean, how much more peace of mind do we need immediate access to as all of this rolls out at once? You can
mm-hmm.
tell how critical it is for us to really take hold of this idea that we are the masters of our lives and to direct it with the teachings that we're given here, because it looks like it is
mm-hmm.
about to just roll in front of us and
mm-hmm.
to know that we have these things that can root us will make all the difference.
Yeah, and I think it's no accident that all of us have been in this training program and have been week by week practicing, learning, so that when it does happen, there will be a core of people around the world who will anchor
mm-hmm.
and not be afraid, who will know what's happening, who will be able to say, it's okay. We knew this was coming, and it's a good thing. Can you imagine people who've heard nothing about this? All of a sudden, everything
often.
Is going to be different. Oh, by the way, your government is no longer here. We have a different government the next morning when you wake up.
I'm sure all of us on this call have had that moment where we're sitting in a restaurant going, they have no idea.
Right.
Swallow, swallow, swallow.
Well, fortunately, there are now lots of us who do.
Lots of us. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there have been more people all the time on the calls, more people listening to the archives, thousands. And I don't know how many people send it on from Facebook
mm-hmm.
or, you know, Twitter or all the other ways that people pass things on. But there are now thousands of people in this core group who've been doing these lessons with us week by week
mm-hmm.
for months. So there are a lot of people who really are very aware and who have prepared themselves, not just with the information. That helps a bit, but it's really the emotional preparation that we've had, the psychological preparation
mm-hmm.
that will help us to stay grounded and enjoy as all of this happens. It's just it's fabulous.
And
they
to
really
know
are.
That we have at our fingertips access to the company of heaven. And that Sananda
mm-hmm.
really, really said that several times. He really wants us to know that we have instant access to all the help we need, even if these
mm-hmm.
things do, when these do roll out, of course we'll be affected. Of course there'll be moments where we're, okay, let's grab hold of that tree again. That's okay. But now we know that we have the company of heaven and mother and father right there, and we're never alone, no matter what comes in front of us, and as we see it, they can be our
anchor
with us.
And there's nothing to fear.
Yes.
Oh, I want to mention something, or let's ask Father God to talk about it. All over the internet lately is this Planet X and Nibiru and, you know, prepare for disaster, and maybe the Earth is going to be sucked out, you know. into space, or, you know, maybe they're invading extraterrestrials. There are all these scare things on the internet. So I'd like to ask, Father God, are you here? Are you going to come tonight? Yes, he is. He'll do this closing. He said the closing prayer. He'll do the closing prayer with us. So, how are you and Owen doing? Would Owen like to add anything?
I think we're feeling, I think a lot of Owen's work with me is on this topic. This idea of the settledness that we feel with our twins and this anchoring.
Settledness, you said.
Mm-hmm, settledness.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
This partnership that mm-hmm. I can feel him saying, this is a true partnership that we're doing this together. The visual centering, the work with our own inner core, the breathing, that they are doing this with us. And I can sense that this is such a joint learning. We used to think that the companies have a know-it-all,
mm-hmm.
and we were
yeah.
only learning. And what Owen, I think, keeps giving me the sensation, the feeling of the connection is we are in this together, and we are a vital core on the ground here to the Company of Heaven's understanding for their ability to continue to move with the changes that are happening here.
Mm-hmm.
So when I experience this, I invite Owen into my day. I say, listen with me. Be my recorder. Listen to my patients. And use this information with the Company of Heaven to be able to guide us. And, of course, guide me on, you know, on how I can be of service. But and I think that
but it helps
feels
them.
Like it really helps them. I know Sananda has said this before, that they, of course, can hear our words. They can see what happens, and they can definitely get a feeling for what it means to be here. And they've had incarnations, many, of course, themselves. But he said before that we need to hear from you. We need mm-hmm. to hear. Like the last 3 days, I can't even hardly stand up straight. I've been so off balance and falling into things, practically. And I'm like, okay. Owen, are you catching this? do you see what's happening? So that conversation I've heard from many people since Owen has mentioned the twin flame connection, that they really appreciate the reminder. And I don't think Owen can emphasize that enough, that we are never alone.
Well, let him tell us now. I love hearing from him. You don't mind, do you?
No.
He's there.
Yeah.
He's there. He's talking
yeah.
with you. He's talking anyway. So we might
yes,
as well acknowledge him.
Yes, Catherine, I am. Okay. I'll give this over.
All right.
Thank
so
you.
Let's... Well, I'm sure it's going to be this... in perfect alignment with what you've just been saying, but let's see what Owen would like to add. Hi, Owen.
Hello, dear Catherine. Thank you. Yes, Meg was feeling what I wanted to say. And
mm-hmm.
we often, of course, all of you, do you know how much you all talk together with us? I want to tickle your ribs about this.
Hmm.
Because many times, as Sananda has mentioned, we've been led to believe that channeling is hearing these sentences and bringing through paragraphs. And But actually, what if it is more like breathing together? What if it's feeling the exuberance of who you truly are magnified? What if it feels like your happiest day ever and being the most you? That's what it's like, this joint consciousness. And that's why it's difficult for people to really believe that their twin flame is there, because it feels like them. Of course it does. We are your twin. Of course it's going to feel like you. Well, we're also fanning your flames and blowing all around you and lifting you off the ground. We love that. You feel like skipping when we're near you. But there is a knowingness that we want you to trust, a knowingness that feels like you've always been with us, just more warm, more together. You feel like you have company in the beingness of you. So Meg often laughs when she'll talk in the morning on her walks with her dogs. Just talking and talking and talking, and we're listening, and the next thing you know, she's saying sentences back to herself. It cracks her up, and then she's having two-way conversations, and then it's really making her laugh. So this is the way it's like. So when you talk to yourself, you're probably channeling us. And it's so fun. So that knowingness that Meg talked about earlier with her patients, this is what this is. They're dropping into their hearts and they're finding us. They're finding the connection with their hearts and we're there. And then this stream of consciousness passes back between us that feels like aha after aha, where you just know what you know. That is part of us. That's part of your connection with the company of heaven, mother and father. It's the knowing. That is the most important thing to remember with these days ahead, that there will be a knowing when you breathe, you center, and you'll know. And that means that that knowing is shared with us. We are there with you. You can call on individual people, of course. We always come. But there's a special connection in the knowing that is the rainbow bridge that feels like you. And that's good. We don't want it to feel like separate people, although we have our individual uniqueness. But this warm knowing of feeling you is the best connection with your twin flame. So when you feel your most you, you are channeling. Mm-hmm. And just accept that and know it and trust it. And that's the sweetest part about twin flame energy, is the knowing that we share. And that's the part where the work with Catherine and what you're doing is so vital. Being able to move into that place of centeredness, work with your breathing, because we will be there in your heart and you will feel us. And that is so extraordinary for us to feel. And it will feel like you, but happy and joyful and laughing. Oh, do you know, when you laugh, we are there. That's a commitment. So that's always an easy way to feel your twin and start laughing. So thank you. Thank you for letting me come and share. It's such a joy. And your twins are right there with you, right beside you, hugging you, kissing you, cheering you on, and meeting you in that heart place all the time. We look forward to being with you in these days ahead. Oh, the joy we will have We are so looking forward to it with you. Make sure you call on us always. We are always there with you. Thank you. I am your Owen, along with all your twin flames. We love you.
Oh, thank you, Owen. Oh, I love to hear your perspective. Mm-hmm. Oh, that just felt so good. Oh, thank you, Meg. Thank you, Owen.
Of course. Thanks, Catherine.
Oh, you make us all feel like we're in love again. More. Oh, that's great. Thank you. I feel the entire company of heaven sort of chuckling. I'm delighted. They felt everybody opening their hearts and feeling loved. It's wonderful. Well,
is there
never a dull moment around here.
Hmm? Oh, I know.
This is, I just saw a little firefly come in here. The whole family's here because they, when they hear me channeling, they all want to come and be here.
Mm-hmm.
So a firefly especially comes when I channel Mother. But they all want to be here for the radio show. So that's fun, too. They feel the love, and they want to bask in it. We have two cats and a dog right here, joining in with the show energy with Christine and me. For those people who might be new to our show. Okay, thank you, Meg and Owen. I love the way he just made it so real and so warm and present, the acknowledgement that your twin can be there with you and you feel more yourself. That was great. Yes, of course. Well, thank you all. Thank you, Sananda. Thank you, Owen and Meg. And thank you, Christine, who's sending her warm vibes, even though she's not able to talk with us tonight. And I feel Father God's presence. Hello, Father. Would you like to come and talk with us?
Yes, welcome, dear Father. Oh, good.
Okay.
All right. Let me just take a second and welcome our dear Father. What a treasure this is. Welcome to our program.
Well, thank you, dear Meg, and thank you, everyone, on this call. We are recently quoting one of Sananda's favorite comments. You have no idea the joy we feel when we see you light up together, the pleasure it gives us to see you all working so hard and learning and joyful about your changes. And I can assure you that across the globe this week, there were many, many examples of the kind of awakening that Meg described with her patients. Now, of course, she makes it easy for them because she is so gentle and kind and they trust her. But others across the globe are asking, is this really what I think it is? Mother and Father, can I really change this? And sometimes they call, the ones who know, call on Sanat, or they call on Sananda and Archangel Michael. whoever their connection is with. And we smile joyfully every time we get a message from one of you, a conscious, purposeful reaching out to make a connection with us. Oh, what a joy it is. Of course, we're always connected with you. We never let go of our end of the golden cord. But when you acknowledge and you speak with us and walk with us, oh, it gives us a heart bursting with joy and happiness. For you are a part of us. You are our children. You are, as some people say, our hope for the future. Of course you are. We see you growing, developing, expanding. And it is a joy. Now I hear a little dog barking. And we know that this little dog only barks in this way when he must go outside. So I'm going to walk with Catherine and let her open the door for the little dog that is, well, you joke, he's crossing his legs and waiting for us to come and help him. So I'm going to let this little fellow out. There. This little chihuahua, they call him Che. And we have joined in the joke. We all now call him Che Nanda because he is such a healer. He spends his days completely in service. And when Christine is not feeling well, he recognizes the frequencies and the problems that they cause, and he will go. Shananda gives him the cue to go and jump up, sit next to Christine, put his body against her, put his paws on the place in her body where she needs healing. And we send him energy. We send him healing energy. And he directs it directly into the place where it's needed. Now, I'm telling you this because we had the opportunity to give the little dog what he needed this moment. But it's also a part of what I want you all to add to your repertoire of understandings. And that is that the animal kingdom is also ascending with you, is there to help you, is constantly aware of your needs and of the needs of the planet, and see it as their responsibility to help you through this difficult transition that you're all coming into. Well, I should say it's been difficult all along. It's going to get a whole lot easier, especially for those of you who are so aware of what's happening and have been listening and working with us all the way along, ever since I began giving messages to Catherine several years ago, and we called it When God Pinched My Toe. Well, when you put all those lessons together, you have really moved very far. You may not realize how much you've all changed because it seems gradual to you. But to us, it is lightning speed. You have truly set the record. you might say, for lifting yourselves and your planet in such a dramatic way. Of course, it was your vow to do this before you came. But many vows have been made when you come to a place that was as dark and difficult as planet Earth. It can be very difficult to carry out your vows, to complete your mission. We consider it a great triumph if you're able to survive and bring love in any form. We see you as heroes. And now, what a celebration we're going to have. We just want to tell you how much we love you and how much we look forward to this wonderful rollout, as we call it. There is so much that's already happened. So many heroes have been made in this process. So many courageous acts. So many have achieved the level of master in the process of this light work that you've all been doing. Many who are here now are old souls and have accomplished more than one ascension. It's a constant process for all of us. And of course, Mother God and I are expanding as well. We are constantly creating, constantly growing. You are made in our image, and that means that we are doing what you do on a different level, of course, a different time frame. Nevertheless, we are growing and learning always. So your mother, God, and I send you our deepest affection, gratitude, appreciation, respect, and love. I am your Father God, and I stand with you hand in hand on this threshold. This is a time we will remember with great fondness and good humor and wonder at all that has been accomplished. You will be amazed when you see not only all that has been accomplished by others, but how important your own role has been. You know, in many ways, human beings are very modest. Even when your ego gets involved, you still can't help but feel, oh, I couldn't possibly have been an important part of that. It's so huge. I'm just like a grain of sand. Well, that was a terrible teaching, and not true at all. Every one of you is a spark of light, and that spark can ignite so many others. You have no idea what a bonfire you have all created. And now, I told you I was going to do the closing prayer with you. We like it when your prayers to us are a conversation. Not when you ask us to change something that you don't like, but when you say to us, Father, what can I do to make this better? What can I do to change myself? Please help me to see what I need to do, to see what I need to add to my vision so that I can create the things that are so dear to my heart. And now, dear ones, let us envision peace, friendship, companionship, camaraderie, and joy across your planet, across your galaxy. There you see the light. Together we're sending it out, all of us, to encompass your entire galaxy. And now let it sparkle out into the entire universe and beyond. Feel that. Feel our connection. We are one in love. I am your Father God. Namaste, our beloved children. Namaste.
Thank you, dear Father. Thank you.
That was lovely.
Very sweet.
I felt him just literally putting his arms around all of us. Oh, my. I feel a feeling from him as I said that. It was like a tear in his eye that he's so, so gratified that we feel it. They love to hug us, but they love it even more when we feel it. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Well, what a lovely call. What a lovely evening this turned out to be. Thank you, everyone. More and more I can feel how everyone is taking part. I guess I'm getting better at feeling the energy coming back from everyone who's on the call. I'm beginning to feel it like this is a point on the grid. This experience we're having together is a big bright light on the grid. And when we consciously experience it, it gets brighter and brighter. And we can send this energy that we feel together. We can send it out like sparklers to everyone else. And then you'll see tomorrow you're going to encounter people who are going to say, "You have no idea." That was Sananda. Well, they might not actually say that, but...
But you never know.
But you never know. Okay. Well, thanks, Sananda. Good to have a laugh at the end of the show. It's always fun. All right.
Thank
well,
you, dear Catherine, for
yes, thank
bringing
you, Meg.
Through our beautiful family. Thank you so much. Thank you, Christine. You know, I'm going to sneak in a belated happy birthday to our dear Christine.
Oh,
I can't
yeah.
help it. So. Everybody send a kiss.
She just had a big birthday, so yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So everybody send her a big blast of a happy birthday wish.
That's
and a,
right.
Yeah, a happy wish.
Yeah,
she'll
happy
feel it.
Wish.
She
Good.
Will. She'll feel it. Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Talk to you soon.
We're looking forward to hearing about our new show coming up. We'll let everybody know.
But for sure, we'll be here next Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Why
there's
be
bye bye.
Bye bye.
Life is never easy, rest is unknown. And up to now for me,